I'm very open about my identity. My father actually comes from a Dalit Christian background, Dalit Christian identity. My mother comes from a normal Dalit identity, but she kind of followed a Hindu faith. In our home also, there's sort of a mixed cultural situation. My father kind of he's a writer. He would also always tell stories and also wrote many stories where he would talk about how, of course, especially for Dalits migrating to cities, renting was a problem. And he used to tell this in during his childhood also when his father had to move out to another village for work. There also finding a place was very difficult to them. But he tells that a Muslim woman actually kind of didn't see caste and kind of allow them to stay at her place for rent. He tells me since childhood he saw many of these problems. For his master's, when he came to went to Hyderabad from his village, he tells me when they couldn't find hostel or something, there also they would look for places where they saw a lot of problems. For example, people would ask Andhra, Telangana being, of course, they're very caste-y kind of places, every other place in India, at least in North and South India. So he would kind of, there would be many ways, people would read, people would want to read caste, it's they'll ask your surnames, they'll ask, they'll kind of ask vegetarian or non-vegetarian, there are many ways, they would kind of, some people would directly ask, some people would say, we would give it only for Brahmins or, people who eat only vegetarian. Yeah, some people are what are you? And my father was frustrated and, we come from an SC background. Then they would say, looks like you look like a nice person, to whom I can rent it out to. I feel like that, but you don't seem like an SC person, how does it go? As Dalits also, coming to cities and getting mixed up in all these, schools and workplaces and other public spaces, which everyone kind of share and partake in. It's you don't think about your identity much, right? At least for Dalit and other kind of people. It's suddenly when you are asked to, kind of demonstrate who you are, that's where the problem starts. That's how, of course, the discrimination kind of shapeshifts, follows through in this pattern. Can you hold a dignified sort of an identity, even after you, kind of disclose who you are and all of that? And I actually initially thought, maybe in Delhi, my father, I mean, of course, his experiences are his, and I don't know if it will be as serious here, or I don't know if people can really caste also operate, the way people read caste and kind of bother caste also differs, right? There and here. In 22, when I came back, I had a stipend at hand, and so I thought, enough of double story Vijayanagar kind of a thing. Let me take a bigger place. Let me take a 1 BHK and let me kind of little afford something little bigger and comfortable, so that my father also can come and stay with me and all. I then started looking out for places, and the first thing a broker asked me, ki, what's your name? Are you a Muslim or something? He's no, I'm not a Muslim, but I'm not a Hindu either. But what's the big deal about it? He's nene yaha owner log Muslim log ko nahi deta hai. And this sort of a thing I realized in master's time also. I think when the CA protests were happening, some of us passed on pamphlets of about CA and what it does to people like Muslims and like all of that and all, and we try to kind of create some anti this thing and all, but like the entire area, Vijayanagar, and maybe that applies to like all these areas on this side, this part of the North Delhi, I think, where like most of these areas are also kind of partition refugee areas, like where I think people who came from Pakistan kind of first kind of settled in these areas, like most of them, all of them mostly like upper caste, dominant caste kind of Hindus, like who came and settled here. I think that kind of experiential thing also kind of follows through, where like people are already kind of by default communal, but with the context of whatever they went through themselves and all that. So in MA time, like when we were sharing these pamphlets, like some people were kind of you know, expressing nahi, ye CA bilkul sahi hai, and they would talk all these very Islamophobic kind of things. So like I had that kind of memory a bit, but the first major dominant question, truth be told, I was asked like when I was looking for houses throughout this time was like, are you a Muslim and what's your name and all. First thing, the first tick box they want to check tick is like Islamophobia. I think casteism came later, that I should like first honestly tell. Like my name also, like this kind of a name, like with these things, like my parents wantedly put, because like for example, my father's side, some of them had Christian names and they faced a lot of problems, like I mean for availing reservation benefits, also for availing SC status also, that is one thing. But at the same time, it's like in Andhra, Telangana, most of South India areas, if you are a Christian, means it would tantamount to equalize, it would equal that, like it would say that like you are also a Dalit, like, so because most Christians out there are Dalits in South, in Andhra area, like, so my father was always scared about this, so he was like, let's put proper Hindu names, like that sound very that kind of goes with the caste Hindu sort of a thing. My name was a big shield. Not many people asked me like caste directly, like what my father used to tell. The major part of like this feeling of like I don't belong sort of a here is like, is this very vegetarian, Brahminical vegetarian culture, you know, that even Jains, I mean, I think most Jains only like kind of were like, Jain owners were asking like, are you veg or non-veg? Non-veg log ko hum nahi dega. Like, then I used to ask like, where do you live? Like, we don't live here. Our, this place we are renting is here, but we stay far off. Like, it's like, then what's the problem of like me, like, you know, cooking meat in your place? They were like, no. Even in a place like where we are renting, like we want people to be vegetarian and all. Then what will eggs work? Like they're like, maybe eggs work, but don't at least like kind of expose them to the outside or something they would like, I don't know. So directly, like I don't think like I've seen like a caste sort of a thing, but indirectly I've faced a lot of things where sometimes like there would be a change in behavior of the owners, like when something more about my identity kind of was gleaned by them, like say for example, I stayed in a flat of the first flat I took, that only where like I think they saw once, like they came inside like to check for like, you know, repair or whatever complaint I had, and they want to kind of take a look at it and see like how things are going to, I mean how, what they can do about it. I think they saw an Ambedkar photo at my home and he was kind of glaring at it for some time, and then he left, and later on, like they used to kind of make me sit inside, like whenever I visited their place to pay rent or something. But this time, like, they put my chair outside their doorstep. It's like there's a bed closer to the, there's a bed closer to their front door. Like, the woman used to sit there, and she's the landlady. Like, she used to sit there and, like, used to talk to me. Like, later I realized, like, many people, like, would come to repair, many working class people would come to do repairs in their place, like plumber or this person or that person. But if his assistant or someone, like, used to go and fetch something and he has to wait, like, then they used to put the chair outside the door and make him sit there only. Like, I could see, like, they kind of replicated the same thing with me also. Like, so thankfully, like, this incident happened during the last few days or last month before I was kind of coming out of their place, vacating their place. So, I mean, I was like, good that, like, this kind of a thing happened now, or else I would have been very traumatized to continue in that place. Like, I was, Ambedkar photo, I'm kind of fine and chill with. Like, I can happily, like, just put it and they can make any assumptions and this thing and that thing. I cook meat at home, like, all of that is there, but, yeah, but the scare was little there. If sometimes my friend Sidra used to come, she used to bring Nihari and all, and we used to eat at home. But not like so much of a scare or something, but a tinge of like a tinge of fear also comes. Like, I don't want these people to come and like check on me or something. But it's also, there's also like something like, no, I want to be like as much free in my place or baad mein dekh lenge, like what happens, etc. But that sort of a small like not fear, but like it's like, yeah, I don't want, you know, I don't want these people like coming and meddling with me, what is happening, this and that. Thankfully, some owners, most of them are not interfering, at least in these matters, as to like what are you doing and all of that and all. Because later on I rented out homes also in a more, you know, professional, elderly sort of a capacity, because I told I am like a PhD person, which is also like, you know, I'm working and this thing and that thing. So like they kind of gave me that kind of, they didn't at least like kind of saw me as a student, child kind of thing. And they saw me as a proper adult only. But yeah, like these are some of the things like I could relate, I could kind of think about, like, if you ask me, like, any sort of a, you know, direct or indirect, like, discrimination or, you know, difficulties, you know, if your identity kind of, like, somehow is outed to people in different ways and whatever ways and all. Like, that is one sort of a thing. But general problems with owners are, like, a lot, like, irrespective of which identity you belong to, yeah. So, like, after this first home, after exiting this first home where I was narrating this incident of putting my chair out and making me sit outside. After this house, like, I later kind of brought in a flatmate also, where I started looking for flats, like, along with her. She was my junior in Ambedkar. And of course, like, there'll be different problems of that kind when you tell, like, a girl, a boy moving together. But we kind of posed as we are brother and sister and cousin sister or something. So that went fine. But what happened is we finally saw a home. Like, she was coming from Kerala or somewhere. We finally saw a home, and it was like my exit date of this home was also kind of all round the clock. Like, it's like approaching very sooner, and I was like, oh my God, I should find a home before I'll be homeless. Like, so that hurry was also there, and I was searching for homes, and I mean searching for home for two people. Like I think by the time she came, I should, my date was already very close to Wicked, so I was like, better I'll search for a home like very sooner. There's a place we found with, it's like a 2BHK and all, like in Vijayanagar or elsewhere, many places, like finding a 2BHK where both rooms like has I mean with, if there are two bathrooms and both the rooms has windows and ventilation, oh my god, like if you have one thing you will not have another thing. I think that's a reality.
One
has to settle with the wherever they go in Delhi, like if you have one thing you can't have another thing, that compromise one has to make. I can't speak for much about South Delhi, but in my North Delhi exploration, like this thing, compromise is always something you have to adjust with. Like, so I looked for this home, and I told them, like, I and my sister are going to stay here. Like, she's going to come in sometime and all. And that place, like, you know, it seemed fine. It seemed fine. It was a good place. We are paying good amount of money on it and all. There are many things actually like an owner could do. I mean, like say, of course, like ye to sab log bolenge ki owner log confused hota hai, kuch karta nahi hai, bahut kam paisa deta hai, like for, you know, doing whatever whitewash or doing any repairs or something. That is of course, like that is there. And I mean, if at all we can talk about this, it's like how worse an owner is. Like, so yeah, that thing is there where an owner would hardly kind of like spend a penny on, like, you know, making the flat better. Like if you are giving thousands and thousands of money, like they could of course spend the hundreds, like you know, to make things better at home. But no, I actually, like, I was also a little amateur then. I gave I checked the home, and I thought, I told them, like, you know, these repairs, these cleanings are needed. And I should have kind of waited for them to settle and kind of repair and give me a, like, good, clean, comfortable, proper, like, ready to move in type of kind of a home. I wonder, I thought, like, if I should have waited till then before I could give all that 1 month rent and advance and all. Because my date was approaching, I was also in a hurry. I gave like 1 month rent, 1 month advance of like both mine and my flatmate, like, was also supposed to move in. I gave literally like some 50,000 or something, like 1 month rent and 1 month advance and all. But I was telling him I need all these repairs. Like, the home is big and nice, but like, of course, like, without all these things we can't move in right away. They're like, okay, we'll do what we can. Like, I mean, we'll do what we can meant that, like, we will not do that much. Like, that is what they meant. And so when the day my flatmate came, like, turns out that the cupboards have a lot of Dimak, a lot of termites and all of that. Like, I was checking these places, but I didn't check in that detail that we realized, like, all the cupboards at home is filled with Dimak. Like, it scared the shit out of us. I mean, either these guys should replace them with better cupboards, or, like, we should just move out of here. The house, entire building is owned by a landlady, a very old woman, like, who's also like kind of who's kind of suffering with some illness or something. It is her daughter and her daughter-in-law. Like, these two women are kind of talking things and managing renting situation with us. So when we told about Dimak, they told, okay, we have only one solution. And they both came with two hathodas, two hammers, and they smashed all the cupboards.
Okay.
They smashed all the cupboards, smashed all the cupboards, and kind of like, wherever there is Dimak, like, they smashed all the cupboards. then they brought in a small, a very, like, not even a professional guy, not even a good painter or something. They brought in some guy and they gave him, like, some paint and, like, you know, you just paint all these places wherever the cupboard is removed. Now, without the cupboards, the home looked like a, you know, skeleton without a body, muscle, dress, nothing. Like, it's very bare and... paying like fucking 25,000-26,000 for this place, this kind of a place without any cupboards, like felt very like silly and very atrocious. Like, we went and told them, you know, we can't stay here. Like, this is if this is what you're giving us, we thought you'll do something about the cupboards by revamping them or something. But they're like, no. Like, we have your money. Like, either you want, either live for 1-2 months, or like you just leave right away, like nobody's stopping you. They like kind of, I mean, our nuts and bolts and fuse came out when they told ki like, no, we won't return a single penny, like some 50k plus, like who would lose it? Like, so we fought tooth and nail, like. The fight went on for 10 days. For 10 days, I was homeless. Like, I was jumping between one friend's home to another. And, we did so much drama in 10 days. Like, they did so much drama in 10 days. Like, the old woman, like, she was, you know, all talking nice and this thing and that thing. Like, towards, are bacche hai, ye hai, wo hai, in a sort of a... you know, sort of infantilizing, mollycoddling kind of thing. But when we told this news, she, all hell broke loose. She's shouting at us. I mean, she's kind of throwing 2-3 galis also at us and all of that. And later on, like, she started crying, ki, like, we only depend on rent. You know, as though, like, it's like, you know, only depending on rent is making them victim or something. Like, of course, they fucking, like, landed the property owning people, they're fucking privileged. So it's like, you know, just because we asked our, we didn't even stay a single 1 or 2 days. Like, it's like, we gave all that money and they're acting as if like we have taken their money. Three brokers actually looked for a place and three brokers like together pulled in and gave this place. No, so other two brokers were like, other two brokers, we also will not like lose our brokerage. We have showed you so many homes. Why didn't you tell us then? And those two brokers also kind of left and they didn't return their brokerage also. Thankfully, they only shared 50% brokerage. The other broker was a little sympathetic to us. He's like, I'll negotiate with them. For 5-6 days, like, we also fought and they were okay to return 1 month rent. Or that 1 month rent also, they might return if someone else comes and stays in this place. Someone else comes and moves into this place, like, other party. So, like, my flatmate and my flatmate's partner also, we have devised some, like, these guys obviously, like, showed a lot of their... villainism, like, let's also do some let's also like do something to save our asses. So we actually, what we did is we still had the key, so we created a duplicate out of it. We created a duplicate out of it and we kind of like it also didn't do much, but we were like, let's also do something to kind of, you know, secure ourselves against these people. We don't know whom to trust anymore. Yeah. So, of course, like, in that shithole of a place, nobody came and, like, we had to lose 1 month rent. We got, either we got 1 month advance or rent, whatever, but we got 1 month of money, half of it. And thankfully, this other broker, who's the main broker, like, he was actually kind of, he's a little sympathetic and he gave away all the brokerage to us. I don't know. That also like very miraculously happened. So in that sense, we lost a lot of money, but we gained also like, we got back little more than half of the money.